Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud Dalet, and we are 14 lines from the top of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis va'Amar Rab Abba Amar Rav Huna. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda, and Eliezer Shmuel ben Chana Yitta. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos of schach, specifically the rule that was laid out by Chazal in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Zeh haklal, kol shehu mekabel tumah ve'ein giduloi min ha'aretz, ein mesachachin vay. V'chol davar she'einoi mekabel tumah ve'giduloi min ha'aretz, mesachachin vay. In English, in order for schach to be kosher, it has to meet two criteria. Number one, it has to be a dover that's not mekabel tumah. Number two, it has to be a dover shegiduloi min ha'aretz. So the first part of today's daf is going to discuss a situation of schach and debate whether this schach is mekabel tumah. As a result, it would be possible to be used as schach, or whether it's a dover she'ena mekabel tumah, and as a result, it's going to be kosher. But just to allow the daf to flow a little bit smoothly, it needs a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, the very last mesechta of Shishei Sidra Mishnah is mesechtas Uktzin. Now, mesechtas Uktzin is an obscure area in Torah Shebal Peh. It deals with the halachos of Tahiris. Specifically, it deals with the halacha that says that food is mekabel tumah. Not only is food mekabel tumah, but if you have something that's attached to food and it's also on some level servicing the food, that thing has a din of food and it too has the ability to be mekabel tumah. And the two primary examples of that are, number one, the yad of a peri, for example, and number two, the shomer of a peri. So the yad of a peri would be the handle of a peri. So think of the stem of a fruit. It's not the fruit. If you look at the stem in and of itself, it's nothing. As a result, it certainly should not be mekabel tumah. It should be no different than the bamboo sticks that you have on top of your sukkah, which we know now is a dover she'ena mekabel tumah. So that little stem certainly shouldn't be. But then again, being that it's attached to a fruit, and not just that, it's there to facilitate the fruit on some level, as we'll see later in the Gemara. It's called a yad to the peri. A yad of a peri is like a peri. Hilchas Uktzin states that the yad is mekabel tumah, just like the peri is mekabel tumah. And there's nafkimin is an halacha as it relates to the shear of how much food you need in order for it to be mekabel tumah. Oichlin is mekabel tumah if it's the size of a beya. So that little stem would deem it starif to the shear beya. Many sugis and shas that talk about it. A shomer is something that protects the fruit. So think of the husk that's around the kernels or the peel that's around the fruit. That's not a yad, it's not a handle, but what it is a shomer. And a shomer, like a yad, is sometimes treated like a fruit as it relates to the halachas of Tyrus. Again, Masechtas Uktzin deals with these dinim of yad and shomer. Where is it discussed most prominently in Talmud Bavli? There's no Gemara Masechtas Uktzin. It's a Masechtas Chulin Perek Ha'orva Haroitev. So our Ha'orva Haroitev, which is definitely in the conversation of maybe the most difficult Perek in Shas, it deals with the halachas of Uktzin. So we're not going to get into the real hard sugyas of Masechtas Uktzin. However, today's daf is going to begin with a discussion amongst two Talmidim of the great Amora Rav Huna, which dealt with Uktzin and also the halachas of schach, says the Gemara. V'amar Rab Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Rab Abba was a Talmud Rav Huna, and he said over the following in the name of his Rebbe. He said, Aboitzer legas ein lo yodis. If somebody is harvesting grapes, and the reason he's harvesting them is because he wants to take the grapes, and he wants to press them to make wine. So the halacha is that any stems that are attached to the grapes do not have the din of yodis as it relates to the laws of Uktzin. And the reason is because even though technically the stem is part of the fruit, but being that this person doesn't really want the stem to be there, because you're not going to be handling them as grapes, what you're going to do is you're going to be crushing them. And the last thing you need is when you take a sip of wine, till you find not a piece of corkscrew, but to find a little bit of the stem. That's certainly not something you want. So it's loy nichale, the person doesn't want it. As a result, it doesn't have the halacha of Yadis. Rav Nashi bar Gad, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Nashi bar Gad was also a Talmud of Rav Huna. So he said over a similar halacha, he said, if someone is cutting wheat, and the reason is because he wants to take the mi garnacha, he wants to take the psoilus of the gairin, he wants to take the part of the wheat that's not edible, and he wants to use it as schach, so the halacha is ein lo yadis. To the extent that it's attached to the kernel, so the halacha is, there too, it's not going to have a din yatz, even though the kernel's a makabel toma, but it itself is not going to be makabel toma. And what's the reason? It's the same exact reason. Because this person wants dafka, the psoilus, because the psoilus is ein mekabel toma, the psoilus is kosher to be used as schach. As opposed to the tfuah itself, which is mekabel toma, it's not kosher to be used as schach. But the point is, he wants the two things to be detached. Be that he wants them to be detached, he's loy nichale when it is attached, and when he's loy nichale, you don't have the halacha of yadas. So really, Rab Abba and Rab Menashe bar Gada, they both said the same chiddush in the name of Rav Huna. And that is that even though there's halacha of yadas as it relates to Mesechtes Uktzin, as it relates to the laws of Tumas Eichlin, but there's a very important caveat, and that is the only time this is true is if it's Nichole. If you want this handle to be attached to the fruit, but at the extent it's Loi Nichole, you're not going to have this halacha. However, even though, big picture, Rab Abba and Rab Menashe bar Gada were saying the same thing, but they didn't give the same example. Rab Abba's example was HaBoitzer Legas, and Rab Menashe bar Gada's example was HaKoitzer Leschach. And the Gemara explains, Mando Amar Koitzer, Rab Menashe bar Gada, who said the halacha of Rav Huna regarding HaKoitzer Leschach, Kolshkin Boitzer. Certainly he would have said the halacha by Boitzer, Deloi Nichole, Deloi Namtze Lechamre. If he felt that a person doesn't want the stem to be attached to kernels, certainly the person doesn't want the stem to be attached to the grapes. However, Mandoma Boitzer, but according to Mandoma, Rav Abba, who said Rav Huna's halacha regarding a Boitzer Shein Leyodis, it could be Abba Koitzer Yesh Leyodis. It's possible that he dafke said his halacha over there, but as it relates to someone that's Koitzer Leschach, it could be he held this halacha would not be true. And the reason is, the Nichalei the Lischach Pahu, Ki Heche the Loi Bavajah. Because as much as the kernel is food, it's Mekabel Toma, and as a result, it's not right to be used as Schach, but at the same time, we know you could be mitzaref schach puzzle together with schach kosher. We've seen it a few times already. There's a halacha of bittul b'roiv when it comes to schach, just like there's a halacha of bittul b'roiv when it comes to a pot of chicken soup. Now, you can't have too much of it. Then you're going to run into issues. But a little bit, a sheer mu'at, certainly you could have. And the truth is, it's practical, the Gemara says, to maybe have a little bit of kernels. Because if all you're going to have are the psoilus of the gairin, a wind can come and it can blow it away. You want to have firm schach. So to have firm schach, the kernels actually come in handy. So the Gemara says that even though Rav Abba said over in the name of Rav Huna, the principle that where it's loy nichale, you don't have the halach of yadas, being that his example that he gave was ha-boitzel agas, it could be he meant dafka boitzel agas, he didn't mean koitzel eschach. Now we're splitting hairs without a question, but there is a svara to say that boitzel agas is loy nichale, because nobody wants a stem in his glass of wine, but koitzel eschach, nothing's going to happen if you have a little bit of kernels. And if anything, to the contrary, the nichale de l'sachich bahu, there's actually a positive thought that a person may want it. So again, Rab Abba and Rab Menashe bar Gada, they're both Tamidim of Rav Huna, they both said over the same halacha in the name of Rav Huna, that even though there's something called Yadis when it comes to Oichlin being Mekabel Toma, the only time something's considered a Yad is if it's Nichole, but if it's Loi Nichole, not. Stating that, Rab Abba said the halacha regarding someone that's harvesting grapes to be pressed as wine. Rav Menashe bar Gada said it regarding someone that's cutting Tfuah to use as Schach. At first glance, both are scenarios where the person doesn't want the stem to be attached to the food. You don't want the stem together with the grapes because it's going to get into your wine. You don't want the food attached to your psoilus because that's pasul eschach. But at the same time, the Gemara says there is a svara to say that even though a boitzel legas ein lo yadois, it could be a koitzel eschach yesh lo yadois, because as much as the food that's attached to the psoilus of the goyrin is pasul eschach, but a little bit of schach pasul never killed anybody. It's okay. Because there's a halacha bittul b'roiv. And as a result, could be over there, you would have the halacha of yadis. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, it could be, this is important, chazaring it again, there may be a machloikis between Rab Abba and Rab Menashe bar Gada regarding hakoitzel eschach, which is the sugya that we're learning right now. We're learning Masechta Sukkah. We're learning the laws of schach. There is, and it is a little bit of psoilus that's attached to the food, does it have a din of yadis? Does it not have a din of yadis? Rav Menashe Bar Gada said very clearly, HaKoytzel L'Schach Ein Lo Yadis. Rav Abba never spoke about it. He was talking about a Boitzel L'Gas. But from the fact that he picked an example of a Boitzel L'Gas and not an example of a HaKoytzel L'Schach, Michlal Lav Atashemeyahen, that could be held that a HaKoytzel L'Schach is really Yesh Lo Yadis. Says the Gemara, Neymo. The Rav Menashe Bar Gada Tanoi. So we just said that Rav Menashe Bar Gada's halacha, which seemed to be a machloikis amira. It seems Rav Abba maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe argued with this halacha. But the Gemara says that it could be this machloikis really dates itself back even earlier to the Talmidim of Rav Huna, and it may even be a machloikis tano. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Soichi tenev uvehen tenev, branches of figs that had figs attached to it. Parchilim uvehen anoven, or vines that had grapes attached to it. Kashin uvehem shibolim. You have straw and there's shibolim, there's kernels attached to it. Machbedois, you have a broom behen tamarim, and there's dates attached to it. So the halacha is, in all these cases, you have soilus, you have something that's not roi lachilo, something that's not makabel tomo, but at the same time you have food, which is makabel tomo. If there's more psoilus than there is oichlo, then the halach is ksheiro, it's going to be kosher for tzchach. That was sugya. Because then we look at this taruvus as a dovish ain't a makabel tomo. If it's a dovish ain't a makabel tomo, it's kosher for tzchach. If, however, you don't have roi of psoilus, then psula, then the halach is it's going to be possible. Achirim oimrim, achirim said, I agree with what you just said, but we have to tweak it a little bit. If you want this to be kosher, it's not enough that you have more psoilus than oichel, but you need to have achayu kashin merubin al hayodos v'alo oichel. You have to make sure you have more psoilus than the food plus the yodos, plus the stem that's attached to the food. So we have a machlokes tana, machlokes the tanakamu, the chachamim against acherim. Who's Acherim? That's Rav Meir when he said Torah in the name of his Rebbe Acher, Elisha Bar Avu. So we have a machlokes tanoim. If you have a taruvos of psoilus and oichel, so what's the halacha? If roiv is psoilus, it's kosher as chach. If roiv is oichel, or even if it's 50-50, then it's going to be possible. The question is, where do the yadis factor into consideration? So the Chachamim said, what do you mean? The yadis is psoilus. So if it's psoilus, it goes on the psoilus side of the ledger in terms of balancing and canceling out any schach puzzle that you have. Acherim said no. Acherim said that the yadis is together with the oichel. The Gemara says, my lab al kamifli. What does it sound like the machloikis is? It's pretty obvious. The marsava yeshlam yadis, the marsava elohem yadis. What it sounds like is, Acherim holds that that the koitzel l'schach has a din of yadois. As a result, we look at the yad as being part of the kernel. The kernel is oichel. As a result, it's a dovra mekabel tumah. The yad is also going to be a dovra mekabel tumah. So it doesn't count on the psoilus side, it counts on the oichel side. Whereas the chachamim that said, no, that you count the yad together with the psoilus, because he holds ein lehem yadis, even though usually there's a din yadis, over here you're not going to have a din yadis. So the Gemara says at first glance, it would seem then that this halacha Rav Menashe Bar Gada, koitzel l'schach ein lo yadis, is really a machlokes tanam, but the Gemara says as follows. Le Rab Abba, according to Rab Abba, vade tanoi. So who's Rab Abba? Rab Abba never spoke about a koitzel l'schach. Rab Abba said the halacha about a boitzel l'gas ein lo yadis, but we were medayik that if Rab Abba holds a boitzel l'gas ein lo yadis, that means he holds a koitzel l'schach yesh lo yadis. So according to Rab Abba, for sure there's a machlokes tanam, because although Acherim said that a koitzel l'schach yesh lo yadis, but at the same time the Chachamim said that a koitzel l'schach ein lo yadis. So you see, for sure, according to Rav Abba, he has no choice, but he has to say that there's a machlokes tanam over here. In other words, there's no way to make Rav Abba work with both of the tanam. However, the Gemara says, Rav Menashe Bar Gada milei tanoi. Do you have to say, according to Rav Menashe Bar Gada, it's a machlokes tanam? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe is going to tell you, no, I can get out of this, because I could tell you, the kuli alma savi akoitzel l'schach ein lo yadis. Maybe everybody really holds that akoitzel l'schach is ein lo yadis. Like I said, it doesn't have a din yad. If that's the case, so what's pshat in Acherim? Why did Acherim say that there is a yad, that we look at the yad of the food as if it's mekabel tumah, as a result it's posel l'schach, and you need enough psoilus to knock out not only the food but the yad as well? Because v'alchav ma'yaskina, maybe we're talking about in this braisa, kigoyin shekoytes on achilo. Who said when you cut it, you had a mind to cut it l'schach? Rav Menashe said, I said my halacha when someone was koitzel l'schach. You're koitzel l'schach. That's when I hold this adin of ein lo yadis. But maybe it's talking about when you were koitzel l'achilo. And then v'niblach aleim l'sikoch. And then you change your mind. Then you decided to use it as schach. Oh, then you decided to use it as schach. That's why there's a shita that holds a yeshlam yadis. But when you're actually koitzel l'schach, for sure the halacha is going to be that ein lo yadis. Now, only Rav Menashe Bar Gada could say this. Rav Abba can't say that, because Rav Abba is the one that said that koitzel l'schach is yesh lo yodis. So madoch koitzer l'schach is yesh lo yodis, then certainly if you're koitzer le'achilo v'nimlach aleim l'schach, it's going to be yesh lo yodis. But the Gemara is saying that Rav Menashe bar Gada, who said a koitzel l'schach ein lo yodis, that's poshet, maybe, that he only said a koitzel l'schach ein lo yodis when you were actually koitzel l'schach. But if you were koitzer l'achilo, and then afterwards you decided to change it l'schach, maybe over there it's going to be yesh lo yodis. So said Rav Menashe, I hold if you were koitzel l'schach, everybody holds ein lo yodis. It's a machloikas tanom. What are you going to do with this machloikas acherim and the chachamim? Acherim seem to say that there is a din yodis. Yeah, that's talking about where you weren't koitzel l'schach. It's not my case. It's talking about a case where you were koitzel l'achilo, then you decided to use it l'schach. Meaning the only time a koitzel l'schach is ein lo yodis is when the time you cut it, then you were thinking schach. That's when the did is ein lo yodis. But once you cut it lachilo and then changed your mind, oh, that's already too late. But the Gemara says, "I koitzes on lachilo ma'al tanai derabanan." If this machlik is it tanon, the machlik is acherim the chachamim, is not talking about you were koitzel schach. It's talking about you were koitzel lachilo and then later you changed your mind. You decided to use the schach. So what's pshat in the chachamim? Why would the chachamim hold that the halacha is? Why would the chachamim say that the halacha is? That there's no yodis. There certainly should be a yad. When you cut it, it was regular achilo. This is the stem. It's attached to it. It's a yad. It for sure has a din of a yad. So what changed? Maybe you'll tell me b'shaim the rabbanon is. It's true. When you cut it l'achilo. But now you changed your mind. Now you decided to use a l'schach. So maybe you have the ability to change your mind. The Gemara says, is that something you have to do? And just to take in for a second, absorb what the Gemara is attempting to say. And that is, the Gemara is saying that it could be someone that's koitzer l'achila, there's no question in the world, is alach of yadis. That's pesach tzoktzen. Which means that the psoilus that's attached to the kernels that ordinarily should not be makabel toma is makabel toma because it's a yad. But maybe when later you're sitting around, you say, you know something, instead of making bread from that tefuah, I'm going to take the psoilus, I'm going to detach it, and I'm going to use it instead for schach. When I do that, I change the nature of the yad. Now, the psoilus becomes schach. Oh, once it's schach, it's already loy michale, that's where Menashe bar Galda held, and as a result, it's not a yad anymore. It's not a yad anymore, so now it's a davar she'ena makabel tumah, now it's going to be kasher l'schach. So basically, what we're saying, what we're attempting to suggest is that maybe the Rabbanon hold a person has the ability with the koyach of his machshava to alter the halachic status of something, to take something from being in a state of I could be makabel tumah, now I can't be makabel tumah. Till now, I was a koitzer l'achilo, there was a parish of yodis, which says that even though it's not food, but if it's a yad lepri, it's makabel tumah. And now we're going to say it's not makabel tumah. Mara says, you can't do that. Don't even think that. Because Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol ha-kelim yardun l'dei tumah v'machshava v'enayim v'tumah sanad l'bashinu maisa. A person has the ability to take something that's not roi l'kabel tumah and make it roi l'kabel tumah yidei machshava. So the power of the mind is such that you can, with your thoughts, create a reality where something that, till this point, was not roi l'kabel tumah, now it's going to be roi l'kabel tumah. So for example, a piece of wood's not makabel tumah. A keli that's fashioned from a piece of wood is makabel tumah. So you have the ability with your machshava to say it's a keli, whatever the examples are, and by doing that, it's going to be makabel tumah. But that's only to make something roi l'kabel tumah. But to do it in the reverse, that's not something you can do. Meaning, ve'ein oilem mitumasan. You can't take it out of a state of being makabel tumah, ela b'shinu ma'isa. In fact, the Mishnah says, here's the rule. Sha'ha'maisa mevatel miyad ma'isa u'miyad machshava. A ma'isa has the ability to be mevatel a ma'isa and a machshava. But machshava, this is what we need. Eina mevatelis, lo'y miyad ma'isa v'lo'y miyad machshava. Machshava doesn't have the ability to take something out of a state of where it's able to be mekabel tumah. Gemara says, if the case is talking about the machlokes, v'acherim and the chachamim. It's not an easy gemara. But if the machlokes, v'acherim the chachamim is talking about, when you were koitzel lachil, that you change your mind to use it as schach. And Rabbi Menashe bar Gada said, that's why there's a discussion over here of whether there's yodas or not yodas. If you're koitzel schach, ain't the yodas. Nobody holds yesh lo yodas. It's only when you were koitzel achila, then you change it. But the Gemara says, then what's pshat in the manda amar? What's pshat in the rabbanon that hold that there's no yodas? It certainly should be yodas. It's not because you changed your mind. Machshava doesn't have the ability to do that. That's the Mishnah that we just mentioned. That's the Mishnah in the 25th parak of Masechtas Kelim. So the Gemara says, one second, maybe there's a chilek. We're talking about taking the status of something and making it from being roi l'kabel tumah to not roi l'kabel tumah. But we're not talking about a keli. We're talking about the yad of the keli. Meaning, when we wake up and in the morning and have this conversation, we're already talking about a b'di'evid digger type of roi l'kabel toma. We're talking about an uktsin digger roi l'kabel toma. We're talking about something that really is only a yad. So the Gemara says a geshmaka thought. Maybe a keli that's choshuv when it's in a status, in a state that it's roi l'kabel toma. So with your machshava, you don't have the ability to change that. But yadis is only a yad anyways. The whole chashivas is that it facilitates the food. So maybe machshava nas machshava salka. Maybe that's something that you could get rid of in machshava. Meaning, maybe the machlekes achem the chomim is talking about you were koitzer la'achila, and then you change your mind to use it as schach. And the reason the Acherim say that it is a yad is because you were koitzel achila. And the reason the Rabbanan say that no, it's not going to be considered a yad because you change your mind. Usually you can't change your mind. Yeah, for a keli you can't change your mind. But for something like this, maybe you could change your mind. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with that because about tonight we learned another Mishnah, and this is in the first parak of Masechtas Uktzin, not surprisingly. Kol yadois ha'oichlin, all yadois of food. Shebasa son, begoyrim tahiris. So if you were basa son, big Goyrin, while they were in the Goyrin, in the threshing place, the halach is that they're going to be tars. Even though a yad usually is considered part of the food, and as a result, it's considered mekabel toma. But if you are bosseson, then the halach is it's going to be tahar. Rabbi Yossi metamo, and Rabbi Yossi says that no, the halach is it's going to be tame. So the Gemara says this halacha would seem to be a kash. Now the truth is, the Gemara is going to discuss now what exactly the word bosseson means. The Gemara is going to have two pshatim. One pshat that the Gemara is going to say, we'll just speak it out quickly before the Gemara actually says it, but one pshat that the Gemara is going to say is that bosseson simply means that you had all the wheat tied together, and what you did is you untied the wheat. And untying the wheat, even though you didn't physically do anything to the wheat, that's enough to say that it doesn't have the halacha of yodos anymore. So the Gemara says that what do you see then from here? That when it comes to going and changing the status of a yad from being roi l'kabel toma to any roi l'kabel toma, it's possible to do it even with a little bit of a ma'isa. So the Gemara says, again, if you're going to tell me that maybe it's true, ordinarily, regular kelim, you don't have the ability to go ahead and alter the status. But when it comes to yadis, maybe it's going to be different. The problem with that is, we learned in the Mishnah, call yadis, oichel shabasas, on the goyren toires, Rabbi Yosef Matamas, bishloim, the manda, mabasas, on hitter, agud, and shapir, bishloim, the Gemara says, according to the manda, Omar, that says, that basas means all you did was untie it, then it's very good. Because, meaning, what does shapir mean? Adarabo. Then you see from here that maybe there actually is a difference between a yad and a regular keli, because he sees simply untying it is enough to change the status. So if that's the case, the teretz that we're trying to say is a good teretz. I mean, we're not asking from the manda amma that says basason means untying it. El manda amma, my basason basan mamish, my yikil meimar. But according to the manda amma that says basason means basason mamish means you would actually have to do something to the physical, you have to crush it, you'd have to physically do something to the actual yad in order to change its status, then my yikil meimar. So again, the Gemara is talking a little out of order. But basically what the Gemara means to say is that we're attempting to say that maybe the Olam, the Machlokes Achirim, and the Chachamim, the Braisa is talking about where you were Koitzel Achila, and then afterwards you change your mind, L'sikach. And that's why there's a Machlokes. Otherwise, everybody would hold a Koitzel Eschach in Lam Yadis. What was the Kasha? According to the Chachamim, why then is the Halacha that we don't view it as a... According to the Chachamim, why is it that we don't view it as a yad? How does your machshava l'sikuch have the ability to change anything? So you'll tell me because the machshava you could change it. We find that halachas you can't change it with machshava. The Gemara says no. Maybe a yad you could change a machshava. So the Gemara says there seems to be a little bit of a maramakan for this discussion. This Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin that discusses yadei sa'oichlin shebasasan with halachas tayrus, and there was a machloikis. Had to understand the Mishnah. There was a man Nama that understood that the Mishnah means basasan, you simply untied it. Untying the wheat somehow takes away the din of yad. Oh, so you see, it is possible even without a real mice, even though untying it is a mice, but you're not physically altering anything. So because you're not physically altering anything, so you see there is such a concept. So you see that the rules and regulations of what it means to change the status of something when it comes to a yad is different than when it comes to an actual loichel. But there's a mandama that said not that way. There's a mandama that said basasan means basasan mamish. You physically have to do something in order to change it. If that's the case, yadis is no different than regular kalim. So if that's the case, we don't have our teretz. So the Gemara says, hachanami shebasasan mamish. Maybe the case was where you were koitzel achila, and after you were koitzel achila, you were a basa son, and because you were basa son, you actually did something to physically alter it. That's the reason the chachamim hold there's no dinyan anymore. The Gemara says, "Ihachi, if that's the case, my tamayu da'achirim. What's pshat in achirim? Why would achirim argue? Meaning, mamonoshach, if you physically destroyed it on some level, you crushed the wheat or whatever exactly you did, so you physically changed it. So if you physically changed it, everybody should hold this no dinyat. So we're going back and forth. So the Gemara said, no, the Acherim, they hold Amrik Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was the other sheet that he argued in that Mishnah, the Tanan, Rabbi Yossi Matana. Rabbi Yossi says that really it's going to be Tam. The Gemara says, no, hi, my Bishlai Mahasam over there, Tami to Rabbi Yossi. You want to know where Rabbi Yossi holds that it's a problem. So even though you were Bastas on, even though you physically crushed the wheat, still the halach is the din of yad. It's because chazik Reb Shimon ben Lachish, because he holds that the yad is still a yad. Meaning, partially, once you crush the wheat, the yad is not a yad anymore. What are you doing with the yad? You crushed it. Now he holds that there's still a purpose for it. Like Reb Shimon ben Lachish said, "On Reb Shimon ben Lachish, because what you could do is you could take a eser. Rashi says eser forka balaz. You could take a pitchfork, but you take a fork of balaz and you can dray it this way. You can dray it that way. So there's still a purpose in the yad, and that's what Reb Yossi says. Even though you were basa son, there's still a chshivas of yadus. Ela hacha, but over here, lamaicha azia, what are you going to do? Here you're using it as schach. So if you're using it as schach, at that point, once you're basa son, I would think even Rabbi Yossi would agree that at that point the yad shouldn't be a yad. The Gemara says, no, chazil chisasa leminkalu begilayu. It's going to be nogeya, where when you want to take the schach off, it's going to be nice to have this little handle. So the bottom line is, there is going to be some purpose for it, and being that there's going to be some purpose for it, so it's for that reason, it could be according to Rabbi Yossi, the halach is, it's going to be. The bottom line is, we had a machloikas achirim in the chachamim, which at first glance sounded like a very simple, not simple, but at least simpler, machloikas, and that is whether a koitzel l'schach yesh lam yadus or ein lam yadus, and really after this whole discussion, the Gemara said, it's not muchach that that's the case. According to Rabbi Abba, for sure, but according to Rabbi Nashu Bar Gadda, the Gemara said, maybe that's not really what the machloikas is. Maybe the machloikas was where you were koitzel l'achila, and then you changed your mind, you decided to use it for schach, but you didn't just change your mind, but rather what you did was you were basasan, you did something to it, and the machloikis is maybe the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, in the Mishnah, in the first perek of Mesechtes Oktzin. So says the Gemara, just as a postscript to this discussion, Gufa. So if somebody has food, you have tefuah, the tefuah has a yad, there's a handle that's attached to it, and then you will boises the food. So the halach is tahar. The yad doesn't have a din of a yad anymore, and as a result, even though yadis are usually mekabel tumah, now it's going to be tahar. Rabbi Yossi said it's going to be tummy. My boss's son. What's boss's son? So the Gemara, like Agav, discussed it already, but here the Gemara says it clearly. Rabbi Yochanan says boss's son mamish. Boss's son means mamish. What you did was you actually crushed it. So you did something to the actual wheat. Rabbi Loza Omer hit the ragadon. What it means, you untied it. Usually you have sheaves of wheat. You untied it. That's what basa means. Bishlam, the Rabbi Loza Omer, basa son, hit the ragadon. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Loza, that says, what does basa mean? You untied it. Haimed matam Rabbi Yossi. I understand where Rabbi Yossi says that it's going to be tame. Meaning the wheat is the same. All you did was untie it. So untying the wheat is going to change the status of the yad. El Rabbi Yochanan, lam basa mamish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, said basa mamish. Am I matam Rabbi Yossi? Why would Rabbi Yossi say that it's tame? Meaning at this point, what are you using the yadis for? Meaning if the food is in a good state, I understand. But once you crush it, what's the point? You can take an esser, you can take this pitchfork and you can pick it up and put it down, and you can move it here, you can move it there. So therefore it still has a purpose and therefore it maintains its status of yad. So we conclude the first part of the daf with a little dvar agada. Amar Abelazar, lo melim shalot, tefilasin shal tzadikim ke'eser. Why is the tefillah of a tzadik referred to as an esser? So the pasuk says in the beginning of parashas told us, "Vayetar Yitzchok laHashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akorohi, vayeyoser loy Hashem v'tar Rivka ishtoi." So you see, there's many lashonos of tefillah. You have tefillah v'eschanon al Hashem be'isa hilemar. That's a lashon of tefillah. Vayivka b'makom ahu is a lashon of tefillah, and you have the word Vayetar Yitzchok laHashem. So it's a lashon of tefillah. So Rabbi Elazar said, why is the word eser a lashon of tefillah? It's interesting. Rabbi Elazar said, lama nimshla tefillasin shal tzadikim ke'eser. It sounds like the only time you find the word Vayesar, Vayeyosaloi, as a lashon of tefillah is in the context of tzadikim, Yitzchok and Rivka. It sounds like that's where you find it. Incidentally, Yitzchok and Rivka, a gematria 515, which is the gematria of Va'eschana, which is the 515 tefillas, ki yadua. But either way, the matri of tefillah. So Amar Rabbi Loza, lomenim shul tefillas and shul tzadikin ke'eser, lomenim loy ma'es ezem ha'apach ha'tfuh megerim lomakim lomakim. Just like the essence, just like the pitchfork has the ability to take the tefillah from one place to another place after tefillas and shul tzadikin, so through the tefillas of tzadikin ma'afeches taitu shul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it changes the mind, kaviyach lava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, memidas achzorius lemidas rachmanes. So you want to know what the koyach of the tefillah of a tzaddik is. It's a gemara tucked away, sukkadaf, yudalad amad aleph. When a tzaddik davens, he's holding a pitchfork. It's a weapon of mass destruction. And it has the ability to take midosai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mahapachit. That's the koyach of a tefillah of a tzaddik. It can literally change the attitude of going from midos achzorios to midos rachmanios. Exhale. Zok. The Mishnah Vayter. So up until now, we learned the first part of today's daf. From here until the conclusion, we're going to learn the second part of today's daf. So the second part of today's daf is a classic Sukkah Gemara. It's the Sugya of Mesachachim Benesarim, the opening words of the Mishnah, and it's going to discuss whether one is allowed to use boards as schach or not. So using boards, they're made of wood. What's the big deal? It's a Dovah Shein Mekabel Tumah. Slab of wood is not Mekabel Tumah. Pshutei Kli Eitz is not Mekabel Tumah. And it grows from the ground. It comes from a tree. It's a Dovah Shein Gidulei Min Haaretz. So really, at first glance, it should be okay. Stating that, one of the most prominent sugyas in Mesechet Sukkah is the sugya of Mesachachim Ben Asar. Now, as we're about to see, it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But it's just worth, before we start the sugya, just to discuss two basic halachas as it relates to schach pasul. One we've seen already a few times. The other one we're really going to see for the first time today. First, the other one. And that is, schach pasul, if you have four tfachim of it in one shot, knocks out the sukkah. So we've discussed schach pasul so far in the context of it being nis'ariv together with schach kasher. Then there's halacha bittul b'roiv. So if you have a taruvah, they're all tamish together. So you have roiv kasher, then it's kasher. You have roiv pasul, it's going to be pasul. That's the halacha bittul b'roiv. But if you have a body of schach pasul that makes up four tefachim, for our purposes, that's a problem. The second halacha is the halacha of doifen akuma, which is halacha l'mesh misinai, which the Gemara said is one of the halachas l'mesh misinai that are included in mechitzin, shiurim, chatzitzin, u'mechitzin, halacha l'mesh misinai. Mechitzin means a few things. One of the things it means, the Gemara said, is doifen akuma. And doifen akuma is a massive chiddush, and it says that even though four tefachim of schach pasul usually is a problem, however, if the schach pasul is next to one of the walls, you could have up to four amos of schach pasul, and it's still going to be okay. So it gets a little confusing sometimes. Four tefachim and four amos, but it's two different things. Four tefachim is the shear of schach pasul. Four amos is the shear where schach pasul is okay up to, assuming it's next to the wall. And we said the lum this is because you look at the schach next to the wall as if it's part of the wall, where Rashi explained it on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So the wall is actually tilted. L'mayin nafkamina, you can't sleep underneath the schach pasul. You can't eat underneath the schach pasul. It's part of a kasha sukkah, but at the same time, you're not allowed to be there. But the point is that when it comes to the shear of schach pasul, you're thinking four tefachim. The halach of doifen akuma is when the schach pasul is next to the wall, and then the halach is up until four amis, it's going to be okay. On that note, Zok the Mishnah, Mesachachim ben Asar and Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if somebody wants to use boards as schach, he's allowed to use it. Ramei Ois, Ramei says he's not allowed to use it. If somebody took a board that was four tefachim wide, it's going to be kashu. But actually, yishin tachtav, you just have to make sure that you don't sleep under it, and the Gemara is going to explain everything. Amar Rav. So we have a machloikis Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, whether mesachachim ben Asar, ma'im mesachachim ben Asar. Now we're going to have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel as to the exact understanding of the machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a machloikis shebetoicha machloikis. Very important, because the whole sugya is going to revolve around the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, who argued as to the exact nature of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So Amara, first Rav, machloikis ben Asarim sheish ben Rava. The machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether you're allowed to be masach ben Asarim or not, was discussing boards that were four tefachim wide. The Rabbi Meir is like Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Meir said it's a problem because he's worried about Gzeiras Tikra. So Rashi says Gzeiras Tikra is that Rabbi Meir was afraid that if you have boards on top of your sukkah, it looks a little bit like you have a roof. So people used to make regular roofs from boards. So if you're using the same material, so it looks a little bit like you're sitting in your living room, that's a problem. Now Rashi says, why are you not allowed to sit in a living room? So it's not based on a lach l'moishe misinai, it's not based on a drasha, it's not based on a lumdis. Rashi says very basal, pashit, because it says in the Torah you have to sit in a sukkah, and a bias is nitkain sukkah. So that's pashit, tikra is not going to be okay. If you use nesarim, which is the same material that's used for a tikra, so now you're going to have a problem because of example. So said Rashi, said Rav, that being that the only time people use Nisarim for tikra was if it's four tvachim wide, so it's only then that Rav Meir said it's a problem. Meaning Rav Meir held that the reason Ein Mesachachim b'Nisarim is because of Gzeiras Tikra. If that's the case, the only time it's a problem is if it's the type of Nisarim that people use for Tikra. So how wide were those Nisarim? They were four Tvachim. That's where Rav Meir says Ein Mesachachim b'Nisarim. Rav Yehuda less Gzeiras Tikra. And obviously Rav Yehuda doesn't know the Gzeiras Tikra. But if you have Nisarim that are not four Tvachim, why they're called Gshera, said Rav, everyone's going to hold this kashrus. Again, we have Machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, whether Mesachachim b'Nisarim, Ein Mesachachim b'Nisarim. Rav Yehuda says no problem. Rav Meir says no. Rav Meir is Machmer. Rav Meir Oyser. Rav Meir says it, not Meir Machter. This is Meir Machmer. Over here, Rav Meir is going to hold that really it's going to be a problem. Zok, Rav, why would Rav Meir say it's a problem? There is Tikra, because it looks a little bit like roof. Oh, that's the case. It's only a problem if it's similar to the Tikra. Tikra is four Tvachim. It's only going to be an issue if it's going to be four Tvachim. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel Arkin. He said, no, Meir Machmer. Just the opposite. They were arguing Dafka where it was less than four Tvachim. Aval Yesh Ben Arva, Divrei Akol, Psula. But if it's four Tvachim, everyone holds this Pasal. Meaning everybody holds Xeris Tikra. There's no shayla as Xeris Tikra. And therefore, if it's four Tvachim, everyone's going to hold it's a problem. Rav Meir was Machmer, he took it a step further. He said, even if it's less than four Tvachim, it's going to be a problem. Rav Yehuda says, no, Azayvait, I don't agree with you. But you want to know if it's four Tvachim, Xeris Tikra, everybody holds it's going to be an issue. Freit the Gemara, Ein Ben Arba, Vafilu Pachas Mishloisha. So you're telling me that Rav Meir is Machmer, even where it's less than four Tvachim, meaning, even if it's less than three Tvachim, could that be possible? If it's less than three Tvachim, so all it is Kanim Ba'alma. And if all it is Kanim Ba'alma, so there's no way in the world that that should be an issue if it's, meaning it's not even boards. So if it's not a board, it shouldn't be a problem. Rav Papa said, you're right. Yesh ben arba, the Barakol Psul. If it's four Tvachim, according to Shmuel, everyone's going to hold this possible. If it's less than three Tvachim, the Barakol Ksher, everyone's going to hold this kasha. My time, like we just said, Kanim Ba'alma, it's not boards. What keep pleading? What's the machloikis? Mishloisha v'adarpa. That in between, that one tefach, that's the machloikis. It's between three and four tefach. Mar sovar, kim the less nushir mokoim, like gazrinon. Rabbi Yehuda said it's too small, and therefore we're not gazrin. Mar sovar. Rabbi Meir says, no, kim the nafkil imiter is lavud. It is a shir. It's already beyond the shir of lavud. Lavud's up to three tefachim. This is already more than three tefachim. Gazrinon. And for that reason, we're going to make a gzeris. Again, just to recap and crystallize this, because the Gemara now is going to discuss this in very great detail. And that is, we have machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Mesachachin ben Nesarim, or ain mesachachin ben Nesarim. Rabbi Yehuda says, mesachachin ben Nesarim. Rabbi Meir says, ain mesachachin ben Nesarim. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel had to understand the machlokes. According to Rav, the machlokes was dafka if the Nesarim were four Tvachim. Rav Meir says it's a problem, Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda says, no worries, he doesn't hold the Gzeiras Tikra. What if it's less than four Tvachim? Nobody holds it's a problem. Shmuel says, punkt verkehrt. If it's four Tvachim, there's no Machlokes, everybody holds there is a Gzeiras Tikra. The Machlokes is Dafka, if it's less than four Tvachim, the Gemara tweaked it. No, not less than four, and as if even less than three. Between three and four, that's the machloikis, where Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's between three and four, I'm not making Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Meir says, even over there, I'm going to make Gzeiras Tikra. Zok the Gemara Tanan, B'nun Tenar, Mishnah, Nasan Oleho, Neser, Shurach of Arba, Tvachim Kshere. So the Mishnah, in the Reisha, brought the machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah immediately discussed another halacha, and that is, Nasan Oleho, Neser, Shurach of Arba, Tvachim. If you took a Neser that was four Tvachim wide, so the loch is kshera. It's okay. Ubavad shelo yishen tachta. You just have to make sure that you're not going to sleep underneath it. Says the Gemara. Bishloim l'shmuel. Bishloim according to Shmuel. To amar b'she'im b'amar b'machloikis. The machloikis between Rameh and Rabbi was talking about where it was less than four tefachim. Abu yesh ben abad v'yakol psula. But if it's more than four tefachim, everyone holds this apostle. Mishlomachol yishen tachta. I understand why you can't sleep underneath it. Now the truth is, if everybody holds that a board that's four tefachim is possible, then what's shot in the first line of the Mishnah? Nosan aleo neser shu rochav arba tefachim ksheira ubavad shlo yishin tachat. It's kosh, you just can't sleep underneath it. So it's especially according to Shmuel that everybody holds four tefachim is possible. Oh, it's gevaldik the Mishnah. I understand why you can't sleep underneath it. What do you mean? Yeah, I understand why you can't sleep underneath it, but I don't understand why it's kosher. So what's pashim shah? So Rashi says, Parshat Pshat is, because we're making a kimta, that the Mishnah is talking about where it was next to the wall. And being that it's next to the wall, it doesn't matter that the schach is possible, because you have doifen akuma. Nor vos, you just have to know the laws of doifen akuma. One of the laws are, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it, because we look at it as if you're sleeping under the wall, not under the roof. That's a problem. But says the Gemara, Bishlam, according to Shmuel, that everybody holds that if it's four tfachim, it's a problem. So the last line of the Mishnah works according to everybody. Again, the ratio was, Machlekes Remei, Rabbi Yehuda, Masachim, and Nesarim, Ein Masachim, Nesarim. And then there's this Sefer that says, Nosan Allah, Neser, Shurachav, Abra, Tfachim. If you have one Neser that's four Tfachim wide, it's kosher. Just don't sleep underneath it. It's kosher, Aliba to everybody. Even though it's four tfachim, and even though four tfachim, even Rabbi Yehuda holds in Masachim in the Sarm, because even Rabbi Yehuda holds his Xeris Tikkur according to Shmuel when it's four tfachim, but Doifen Akuma, Ubevachin lo Yishin Tachtov, because that's the halach of Doifen Akuma. Even though it's kosher, it doesn't mess up your sukkah, but at the same time, underneath that area, you're not allowed to be. But the Gemara says, Elo, the Rab Dom B'sheish Ben Abba Machloikis, but according to Rab that holds that the Machloikis is only when there's four tfachim, I will aim by Mark Kodavar called Shay, but if it's not four tfachim, it's kosher. So if that's the case, if you have a Nesta that's four tfachim, is a kosher apostle, according to Rav, it's totally in the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be kosher. Rabbi Meir Machmer. According to Rabbi Meir, it's going to be a problem. So what's the kashno? It's true, Nasan Alel Nesta Shurach of Arpod tfachim Kshayra then works according to everybody. It works according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's never a problem. And it can work according to Rav Meir, as long as you work with Doifen Akuma. But the problem is the next line. L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Milo Yishin Tachtov, why not let us sleep underneath it? Bishlav, according to Rav Meir, Neser Abra Tvachim is possible. Hachav B'mayaskina, when the Mishnah says Ksheir, where it was Doifen Akuma, Ubevachal Yishin Tachtov, make sure you don't sleep underneath it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's kosher. So I understand it's kosher. But you don't have to come on to Doifen Akuma. So you don't have to suddenly comply with the Shulchan Aruch of Doifen Akuma. So if that's the case, why is it only kosher, but ubevachlo yishin tachtov, you should be able to sleep underneath it as well. So the Gemara says, "Mi sabres divrei akolhi." You're asking a kasha on Rav. You're making a big assumption in your kasha. You're assuming the last line of the Mishnah is going according to everybody, and you have a problem. According to Rav, that is a shim with Rabbi Yehuda. Save also Rabbi Meir, who said Rav holds that the save of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it goes according only to Rabbi Meir, and then Echanami according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to shim. As if to say, what the maksha the Gemara thought was is that the second part of the Mishnah. It's a short Mishnah, but it's a Reisha and a Seifa. The second part of the Mishnah was going according to everybody. The Reisha is Mesachachim and Asar and Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir Oyser. The Seifa of the Mishnah was Nosan Allah Nesha Shurachav Abra Tvachim Ksheira, Ubevachal Yishin Tachto. In the first part of the Mishnah, we have a Machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Second part of the Mishnah doesn't get involved in it. Is it Rameir Rabbi Yehuda? Sounds like it's everybody. It sounds like this is something that we could agree on. Rameir Rabbi Yehuda both agree. Four Tvachim Kosher. And that was the Gemara's Kasha. The Bishlam, according to Shmuel, even Rabbi Yehuda holds of a concept of a Mesachichim ben Asar, albeit when it's four Tvachim. So the Seifa of Ubevachnal Yishin Tachtav, where there's an issue of Schach Pasol with an Eser, makes sense. It's talking about where it's four Tvachim. Over there, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's a problem. It's Kasha because of Doifen Akuma, Ubevachnal Yishin Tachtav. But according to Rav, where the Machloikis is Barbat Fachim, so there's no scenario where Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mesachichim ben Asarim. So why Ubevachal Yishin Tachtav? How does the Sefer then work according to everybody? So the Gemara says, I hear, if your assumption is correct, you have a good kasha, but your assumption is not correct. Mechatesi, you're right, that the Sefer of the Mishnah has to be according to everybody. Maybe the Sefer of the Mishnah only works according to Rav Meir. Toshema. Kumenher. Another Raya to this Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the Machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara now is going to introduce a Braisa that is going to discuss this Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara is going to prove Shita Shmuel from the Braisa. In other words, the Toshma is going to be a Kasha on Rav, a Raya to Shmuel. But the Gemara, you knew this was coming in today's daf, is going to bring two lishoynas. So there's going to be a first lishna and then a lishna, that's the only thing that was missing, and a lishna achrina to discuss exactly what the kasha on Rav was and what the raya to Shmuel was. Zok digamara toshma, shnei sodinim mitzdarfin. So we said that the shir of schach pasul is four tvachim. So if you have four tvachim of schach pasul, the halach is it's a problem. Says the braiso, if you have two sheets, each sheet is less than four tvachim, but together they make up four tvachim. So each one is two tvachim, let's say. So the halach is the mitzdarif. Together the two sheets, a sheet is not kosher schach. It's not a davram. It's a davram mekabel tumah. Might not be gedulei minaret, but a sadin for our purposes is something that's pasul schach. But you need a share of four tvachim. Zok the Brayse, shnei sedinim, if you have two sheets, then mitzdarf. Shnei nesarim, ein mitzdarf. However, if you have two nesarim that are less than the share, they're not mitzdarf to combine for the share. Rameo says, af nesarim ki sedinim. No, nesarim are like sedinim. And just like two sedinim are mitzdarf, so two nesarim are mitzdarf. Now, one important introduction, which is really a klali idea, something that we spoke about in Masechtas Brachos, and that is, the Gemara over here doesn't mention who the Tanakhama of this price is. Shnei Sedinim Mitztarfin, Shnei Nesarim E Mitztarfin. Tanakhama. Rameir Oimer, Af Nesarim Kisadinim. But Rashi speaks out that we're going to assume that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda here. It's really Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not a Machloikis Tanakhama and Rameir. The Tanakhama is the anonymous Tana. And depending on the sugya that you're learning, it could be someone else. In this sugya, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So this Bryce is really Machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, which walks us right into our sugya. Machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Nesarim. And the truth is, if you think of the Bryce before the Gemara's analysis, what does it sound a little bit like? Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda l'shita sayo. Shnei sodinim mitztarfin, shnei Nesarim, ein mitztarfin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, right? It doesn't say Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir holds af Nesarim ki sodinim. That Nesarim amitztarf, just like sodinim amitztarf, does say. Rabbi Yehuda l'shita sayo. Who holds Nesachachim ben Nesarim? That means Nesarim is not Pasul Schach. Since it's not Pasul Schach, Shnei Nesarim ain't Mitztarf. Why should it be Mitztarf? It's not a problem. Shnei Sedinim Mitztarf. Because a Sadin, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, is a problem. But Nesarim is not a problem. Therefore, Shnei Nesarim ain't Mitztarf. Whereas Rameya that said in the Mishnah, ain't Mesachachim ben Nesarim. So if that's Rameya Shita, ain't Mesachachim ben Nesarim. So Rameya Lashita also says, Nesarim akis Sedinim. Just like my Sedinim, the Allah is you can take two, be Mitztarf, then for the share. So too, when it comes to Nesarim, you'd be able to do the same thing. But the Gemara says like this, Bishlam, according to Shmuel. That the Machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda is talking about where it was less than Dalet Falchim. But if it's Dalet Falchim, everybody holds its puzzle. So Maim Mitztarfim Mitztarfim Larba. That means Rameir Shita is that Nesarim are a problem even if it's less than four Falchim. So it's very Gishmak where Rameir was saying. Rameir said that just like two Sedinim Amitztarif, so too two Nesarim Amitztarif. Hacha b'mayaskina where I had two Nesarim, each one was less than four Tvachim. Right, the Gemara said it had to be at least three Tvachim. But fine, let's say each one is three Tvachim, but each one is less than four Tvachim. And because they're less than four Tvachim, really in and of itself, you don't have a share of Schach Basel. However, Zok Rameir, Shnei Nesarim Mitztarfin. Just like Shnei Sedinim Mitztarfin, so too Shnei Nesarim Mitztarfin. It's Gishmak why you even need the halach of Mitztarif. Elo l'rafrik the Gemara Moiridig, da'am abashyesh ben amma machloikis. But according to Rav, that says the machloikis is when you already have four tvachim. Avalein ben abad v'akol ksheru. But if you have less than four tvachim, everybody's gonna hold its kosher. But the machloikis is four tvachim. Hechi dami. Where's in the geira meir's halacha that Nesarim akisadinim? Id ispur abba. If it's talking about where you already have the four tvachim, that's the shear to make a nasa apostle. Lamalul itztarufa. You don't need to be mitztarif. You already have the shear. And need the less. And if it's less than four, then amai, then it's not a problem. Because according to Rav, if it's less than four, then it's kosher eschach. So freik the Gemara, the fact that Rameir said, af nesarim kisadinim, should be the biggest raya that Shmuel is right, that according to Rameir, Rameir machmer, even when it's less than four tvachim. Because if the only time Rameir is machmer is when it's four tvachim, you don't need Rameir's halacha of Nesarim Kisadinim. Because Nesarim Kisadinim is negate to be mitzarif to create the share. According to Rameir, the only time Nesarim is awesome is when you have four tvachim, and four tvachim is the share. And if it's less than four tvachim, it's not mitzarif to the share, because it's konim ba'alma. So break the Gemara, where's the negeya? So that's the Gemara. Rav's going to have to answer this. This is a good kasha. Lo'ilam dispur abba, says the Gemara. Lo'ilam, I'll tell you, it's talking about whether it was four. If there's four, then what's in negeya? The mitztarif. That's the Gemara. My mitztarif from l'arba amis min atzad. It's negeya if it was on this. Meaning it's talking about where it was really four tfachim. Weird. So if it's four tfachim, it's schach pasul anyways. No, it's negeya on the side. Toifin akuma says that on the side, even four tfachim is going to be kasha. But once you have dalet amis, at that point, it's going to be possible already. And that's the shaila. The shaila is, min atzad, is it going to be a problem? Or is it not going to be a problem? Zok Rav, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shnei Nesarim Emet Starfin even on the side. Why? Because it's not Tzchach Pasol. So if it's not Tzchach Pasol, there's no Daif and Akuma conversation. It's regular bamboo sticks. It's not going to be a problem. However, according to Rameir, really it is Tzchach Pasol. Narvas, Daif and Akuma. But once you hit a certain shit of Dalai Lamas, there's no Daif and Akuma anymore. For that reason, this is something that's going to be there. This was the first Lishna of what the Gemara's Toshma was the Raya from this Machloikis Rameir Rav Yehuda to the Shita Shmuel. Okay, what was the Raya in the first Lishna from what Rameir said? Rameir Oimer Ach Nesorim Kisadinim. That just like two Sadinim Pachas Mikashir Amitstarf, so to Nesorim Pachas Mikashir Amitstarf. The Gemara thought this was a Raya to Shmuel, that it's possible to have a Neser that's possible even if it's less than a Shir, which was Shita Shmuel, according to Rav. Neser is only possible if it's four Tvachim, which means it already has the Shir. Lishna Achrino, another approach that the Gemara took to ask a Kasha on Rav from this price, right? According to Shmuel, that says the machlok is when it's less than four tefachim. Yes, man, I bought the very kolpsul. But if it's four tefachim, everyone holds it possible. So then I understand what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said ein mitzdarfen, and what Rabbi Meir meant when he said mitzdarfen. Meaning my mitzdarfen la'arba amis minatzah. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda, focus on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said shnei sadina mitzdarfen, shnei nesorim ein mitzdarfen. The Gemara is saying, why is Rabbi Yehuda talking about Shnei Nesarim Eim and Starfin? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Nesarim Akasher. Now, when we spoke out the Gemara originally, we said, oh, it's very Gishmak, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasai. But in the Lishna Achrina, the Gemara is taking an opposite approach. The Gemara is saying in the Lishna Achrina, Eim and Starfin, it's Kasher. So the Gemara says, Bishloim, according to Shmuel, that the Machlaikis is when it's less than Dalit. Tfachim. But if it's Dalit Tfachim, everybody holds it's possible, because even Rabbi Yehuda holds according to Shmuel, Ein Mesachim in Nesarim when it's Dalit Tfachim, because the Gzeiros Tikra. The Machlokes is only when it's less than Dalit Tfachim. But the point is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a concept, there's a Musag of Schach possible of Nesarim. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying, Ein Mitzdarfin. What did he mean, Ein Mitzdarfin? It's anyways Dalit Tfachim. No, it's Negei Minatzad, Daifin Akuma. That's where it's Negei Dalachim, Ein Mitzdarfin. El Rav. But according to Rav, Bishlam, the Rav Meir, Bishlam, when Rav Meir said Mitzdarfin, I got it. My Mitzdarfin, Mitzdarfin, Larba, Amis Minatzad. El Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, Domer, Afili Yesh Ben Arbok Sheira. But according to Rav, that said that even if it's worth four Tfachim, it's always going to be kosher. That means that Nesarim are always kosher. My Ein Mitzdarfin, Konim Almanenu. So why did Rabbi Yehuda even talk about Ein Mitzdarfin? That's the kasha. So Gemara says, you're right. But I did come to Rameir Mitzdarfin. Rameir had to say Mitzdarfin. Because according to Rameir, Nesarim is Chach Pasol. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Mitzdarfin. If Rabbi Yehuda said Ein Mitzdarfin, you don't have to make such a great siddiq. But the point is that the Toshma was from the Braisa, Shnei Sedinim Mitzdarfin, Shnei Nesarim, Ein Mitzdarfin, Rameir, Oimer, Af Nesarim, Kisedinim. Which the Gemara says, even though it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda anywhere, really means Machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Two lishonos and what the Toshma was. In the first lishna, the Toshma was from Rameir Omer, Af Nesarim Kisadinim. If we're talking about being Mitzdarif Nesarim, presumably a Neser less than Dalut Tfachim, less than the Shir, is a problem. In the Lishna Achrina, the Raya was from Rabbi Yehuda said. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said, Shnei Nesarim, Ein Mitzdarfin, must be there's a Hechatimtsa that a Neser could be a problem. Because if a Neser is never a problem, then why are we talking about Ein Mitzdarfin? And the Gemara was Doicha, both of the Raya, says the Gemara, just as a postscript, Tanya Kavase the Rav, Tanya Kavase the Shmuel. A Raya that supports Rav, a Raya that supports Tanya Kavase the Rav. Again, what did Rav say? The Machloikis is Dafka when it's Dalit Tfachim, but if it's less than Dalit Tfachim, then everybody holds it's going to be okay. So, says the Braisa, Sichachob in the Sam Shalaris. If somebody used Schach made of cedar, She'im Ben Arba, which is less than four tefachim, divrei hakol ksheira. Everyone holds this kosher. Yesh behen arba. This is Rav 101. Rav Meir, poisel. Rav Yehuda, actually, clearly, they're arguing where it was four tefachim. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Maisa, there was a story. Another Rav Yehuda that's bringing a riot from a Maisa. Beshasa sakana. It happened during a sakana. Sheivenu nesarim shayu benois behen arba. V'sichichachnu agabim repeset. V'yashabnu tachteim. It was once a shasa sakana, and we did a tzchach, and we took the nesarim. They were four tefachim, and we used it, and everybody seemed to be fine. I'm away. They said, yeah, but there's one thing, Rav Yehuda, you said in this story that you're overlooking. Misham raya in shasa sakana. It was a shasa sakana. Shasa sakana is different. Tanya gavasi the shmul a raya the shmul sichichachnu nesarim. Again, what is Shmuel Shita? Shmuel said that Machlokes is Dafka where it's less than four Tvachim. Because if it's four Tvachim, everyone's going to hold it, it's going to be a problem. So it's a Brice. If someone used Nesarim Shal Erish, Ech Ben Arba, Divrei Hakoel Psula. Clear. Ein Behen Arba, Rameir Poisel, Rav Yehuda, Machshir, Mefurish, Shita Shmuel. The Brice ends and says, that if you have between the Nesarim, you remove one Nesar, and you can put schach kosher there. Shemaniach psal benem. You can put schach kosher. Psal means schach kosher. Uksheira, and it's going to be kosher. What does this mean? The Gemara is going to discuss this tomorrow or the next day. Umoida Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's moida. Shem nasan aleha neser shu rochav arba tefachim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if the neser is four tefachim wide, ksheira. The halach is it's going to be kosher. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, holds that if it's four tefachim, it's pasul. It means when it's on the side, neck, using the halach of doif and akuma, ve'in yashenim tachtav, now let us sleep underneath it, v'ayashim tachtav, and if someone does sleep underneath it, lo yotze yedechai vasai, he's not going to be yotze, his chiyuv. And tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to continue to discuss this machloikis remain Rav Yehuda, whether mesachichim ben asarim or ein mesachichim ben asarim.